Welcome to a literal late-breaking special edition of GBB Live. My name is Sean Coleman. Hope wherever you are and wherever you are listening, you are having a wonderful start to your Thursday. It officially is draft day in the NBA, but for the Memphis Grizzlies, the focus has certainly changed with some late-night breaking and significant news. When it comes to the Memphis Grizzlies, they definitely do not disappoint when it comes to draft week, and once again, the Grizzlies have made a significant move that is going to make a significant impact on their roster moving forward. My name's Sean Coleman. You can find me at StatsSAC on Twitter. Of course, all the great content from Grizzly Bear Blues Live, Grizzly Bear Blues podcast in general, as well as Bluff City Media podcast can be found free. Wherever you listen to podcasts, that's where we'll be for free. Just hit that subscribe button, leave 5-star reviews. Just make sure that you tune in and enjoy so much great content. And now, obviously, we have plenty to talk about with what the Grizzlies have done on Wednesday night. Let's get right to it. Earlier on Wednesday, the news of the day had centered on the fact that, you know, there was a 3-team deal between the Boston Celtics, Los Angeles Clippers, and Washington Wizards. And the biggest news of all was that the Boston Celtics were looking to acquire big man Kristaps Porzingis. It says the Wizards were looking to continue their rebuild and trading off, you know, their veteran pieces. Kristaps Porzingis looked like he was destined for Boston, with Malcolm Brogdon going to the Clippers and pieces from LA going to Washington. But about 10:30 Eastern last night, talks broke off due to injury concerns around Malcolm Brogdon. But the unique part of this deal was that there was really a 12 o'clock midnight Eastern deadline, because Kristaps Porzingis had until then to decide whether or not to opt into his player option for $36 million. And what was going to convince him to do that was him going to Boston. Well, once the talks broke off with the Clippers, it seemed as if both Washington and Boston were still going to try to get something done. And it just seemed to make sense throughout all of this offseason. You know, front office familiarity is a big, big key to deals being done. And Zach Kleiman had that with new Warriors president Michael Winger. If you go back over the past 2 years, they've done multiple deals. They worked out the deal between Patrick Beverley and Eric Bledsoe, you know, as a fallout from the Steven Adams, Jonas Valanciunas deal 2 years ago. And then just at the trade deadline, when Michael Winger was with the Clippers, they, not maybe directly, but they were both involved in working out the deal that eventually brought Luke Kennard to Memphis in a 3-team deal with Houston and the Clippers. So the familiarity that the Wizards had with Memphis, and also the fact that Boston just seemed to be a team that could attract Memphis with their, you know, overabundance of perimeter players. Malcolm Brogdon, Derek White, Marcus Smart, all players that sensibly could be added to the Memphis roster as that potential Dillon Brooks upgrade. Maybe not in the most perfect of ways. Maybe it's a bit unorthodox because all three of those players are more of combo guards, but definitely players that could have added value. Well, eventually, all those factors came together to make Memphis a logical third team in the deal, and that's exactly what occurred. About 11:50 Eastern, 10:50 Central on Wednesday night, Memphis became the third team in the deal that sent Kristaps Porzingis to Boston, point guard Tyus Jones, who we know in recent days had been rumored to be on the move for Memphis, he was sent to Washington, as along with Memphis's 2023 25th overall pick to Boston and the Golden State pick from 2024. Those picks went to Boston, Tyus Jones went to Washington, and veteran combo guard Marcus Smart went to Memphis. Now, we'll get to Smart in just a moment. It will be very interesting to see in time how this deal works out from a value standpoint when it comes to the Grizzlies. Because the 25th pick in the 2023 draft, by all means, send that away. You know, getting Marcus Smart for that, there's no need to be worried about sending that pick away when you're getting a player the caliber of a Marcus Smart. But I do think in a vacuum, this probably was an overpay by the Grizzlies. A slight overplay at the very least. That Golden State pick is top 4 protected in 2024, top 1 protected in 2025, and completely unprotected in 2026 if it conveys that long. I do think in a vacuum, from a pure value standpoint, this probably was a slight overpay by the Grizzlies. And that it especially is the case when the hope was that if the Grizzlies were going to pay if the Grizzlies were going to send out a trade package of Tyus Jones as well as multiple first-round picks. The hope was that they would do that in a move to truly get that perfect fit for this roster, that 3-and-D combo forward that can make a difference on both ends of the court. But the simple truth is this. For multiple reasons, the overpay for Memphis in this situation is fine. It's acceptable. It's okay. For one, I feel very confident when I say that no team in the league over the past 6 months has gotten a better understanding of what the market was for those 3-4 combo forwards that can offer value on both ends of the court. I feel very confident in suggesting that no team had a better measure of the market of what it would take in a trade package to get that type of player than Memphis. We know what they tried to do at the trade deadline. Looking to bring in OG Anunoby, looking to bring in Mikal Bridges, offering 3+ first round picks for both of them, and it just simply was not in the cards. We also had seen reports of players of lesser caliber, combo forwards of lesser caliber, like a Dorian Finney-Smith. The Nets had a very high price on him. Simply put, I feel very confident in the fact that the Grizzlies, without a doubt, knew that the market just simply was not there for them to pay a price they were comfortable with to go get a significant combo forward talent, at least in terms of what we know right now. Furthermore, when is the last time that many times, you see teams that are ready to contend, teams that are ready to take that next step in contention, they make moves to bring in a singular talent that can help them get there. A lot of times in a vacuum to get that type of talent, they're going to make overpays. I feel like more often than not, though this isn't a superstar trade, I feel more often than not, when a team that is looking to take the next step when it comes to winning, and they go out and bring a player into the fold to help them do that, a lot of times the value that they pay out initially, the initial perspective of that is that it was an overpay. My point that I'm getting at is that for the amount of assets that the Grizzlies had going into this offseason, and for what they're trying to do to get back on the right track of truly getting to contention over the next 1 to 2 years, they were in a position to make an overpay. A slight overpay with where Memphis was, both asset-wise, in terms of, you know, their payroll structure, in terms of where they are on the competitive timeline, a slight overpay for a player like Marcus Smart is perfectly fine. And I applaud the Grizzlies on the fact that when the perfect fit, when the ideal type of player profile that they were looking for, the price for that type of player was simply just not there for them to pay, they pivoted to go get, though a player that may not necessarily be the perfect fit, they pivoted to go get a player that still checks a lot of boxes, but he offers value. They went after a player that is known to have value both in the regular season and the playoffs to add to this roster that can offer a lot of the same things they were looking for in that ideal fit. And make no mistake, that's what they're getting in Marcus Smart. So I will agree, my initial reaction was a bit disappointed because of the fact that it felt like a slight overpay. But as time has gone on, it's not the fact that the return was Marcus Smart. It's just that the Grizzlies doing multiple picks and Tyus Jones to bring him in. The hope was that they could have gotten that perfect 3-4 combo four that can offer value on both ends of the court. They didn't necessarily get that perfect 3-4 combo forward, but they did get a combo guard with a ton of playoff experience that continues to evolve his game that can add value on both ends of the court, both offensively and defensively. So that's kind of the perspective from where the initial reaction to, you know, kind of playing into why Memphis made this move and why it was okay paying the price that it did for Marcus Smart. Now, what about the fit of Marcus Smart? This is where it gets fun. Again, the initial reaction to a Marcus Smart is that, yes, the Grizzlies went out and got another undersized guy in terms of what they were looking for when it comes to an addition to this roster. And this is the move. I do feel that this likely is the most significant name type of move the Grizzlies are going to make this offseason, and this is envisioned as being the Dylan upgrade. But the reason why Grizz Nation should feel very, they should be very, very happy about this addition, is because Marcus Smart truly is a Dylan upgrade when it comes to Dylan's strengths. On defense, Marcus Smart, in my opinion, is a higher caliber defender than Dylan Brooks. And you need to go no further than the fact that Marcus Smart won the Defensive Player of the Year 2 years ago. And it's not like it was handed to him as a surprise. It's not like his winning it was a big disappointment. Every 10 years now, it seems 7 or 8 times out of any 10-year period, a big man wins Defensive Player of the Year. Marcus Smart legitimately was one of the most impactful defenders when he won his Defensive Player of the Year award, and he continues to be one of the most impactful perimeter defenders in the league, both in the regular season and the playoffs. So the Grizzlies went out, and they actually got a player of a higher caliber of defense than Dylan Brooks. But what truly makes Marcus Smart's addition to this Grizzlies roster so valuable is because of the consistency that comes in the offensive value that he offers. Now, that consistency, and this again is where the addition of Smart has been unorthodox. The thought was that if the Grizzlies were going to go make a significant move for an established NBA talent, they would be looking to go get a player who probably could offer some good shooting, some good consistent shooting. That's not a strength of Marcus Smart's game. But where Marcus Smart does add value offensively is the consistent ability to make the right plays to help a team win. He legitimately has become a very good passer. That's a very underrated part of the addition of Marcus Smart to this Grizzlies roster. It's not just the fact that he can help handle the point guard position while Ja Morant is out. The Grizzlies have been searching for that truly significant secondary initiator to play beside Ja for multiple years now. Desmond Bane has continued to improve to try to be that type of player, but Marcus Smart is that type of player. He legitimately is a very good passer. Over the past 3 years, he has averaged nearly a 2.5-to-1 assist to turnover ratio. That is a significantly positive playmaker passer in playoff settings, and that is a great addition to this Memphis roster. In a player that may not necessarily be able to add much value through his shooting, or at least to the level that many had hoped, he does offer that type of value in terms of his passing. And him making the right plays on a nearly consistent basis, that is something that will help this team's offense become more consistent. That's something that will help the Grizzlies be able to find the best shot possible more consistently on each possession, which should help out their effective field goal percentage, help out their true shooting percentage, help out their offensive rating. And Marcus Smart is a player who, if he only needs to take 5 shots, or if he needs to step up and take 15, he's going to step into whatever role you need him to. He's accepting of the role that's designed for him to play. As we all know, that's an area that Dylan struggled with in time. This may be a lazy comp, this may be a very loose comp, but I feel in Marcus Smart, the Grizzlies truly feel they have found the best combination of what they wanted out of D'Anthony Melton and what they wanted out of Dylan Brooks. They have the high caliber defender who can add value either in terms of one-on-one guarding the opposition's best scorer, but also a player who can make defensive plays, who can make steals, make blocks, help out rebounding. You know, that's kind of blending in what Dylan and D'Anthony can do on defense. But the other thing that stands out is the consistency on offense. Being able to be a ball handler, being able to be a playmaker, being able to be a guy who, even though he may not necessarily, you know, shoot that well all the time, he can make the big shots. And again, Marcus Smart's game elevates in big situations. He shoots better from 3 and offers better value playmaking in the playoffs than he has in the regular season for multiple years now. So again, this probably is not the most perfect ideal fit on paper when it comes to what the Grizzlies were hoping to find this offseason. But there's no doubt when it comes to Marcus Smart being added to this roster, he makes the team better on both ends of the court because he offers consistency by being a player who knows what he is, being a player who knows how to add value, being a player that knows his strengths, and being a player that will adapt based off what he's asked to do to constantly add value. That addition and a veteran presence per this Grizzlies team will hopefully go very far in giving them the consistency that they need to really be able to thrive, especially in the playoffs. Now, beyond Smart, what also stands out about his fit on this team is that with Smart in tow, the Grizzlies now have a lot of versatility in the top six or seven that they'll look to play, especially in the playoffs. Because think about it. When Ja Morant was drafted, I think the consensus opinion about Ja Morant in the Grizzlies is that for the Grizzlies to truly maximize what they could be as a team with Ja Morant as their offensive engine, they needed to add two things: elite shooting and elite defense. On this Grizzlies roster now, with the addition of Marcus Smart, you have the two best three-point shooters in terms of three-point percentage over the past 2 years in Desmond Bane and Luke Kennard. You also have arguably the best defensive combination in the league when it comes to perimeter defense and post defense in the last two Defensive Player of the Years in Marcus Smart and Jaren Jackson Jr. This provides the Grizzlies with a lot of different versatility. I jumped the gun a bit earlier in the evening talking about the fact that, you know, at one time the Grizzlies could play Ja, Bane, Kennard, Smart, and Jaren Jackson Jr. on the court at the same time. And that may be a lineup that they could find success with in short spurts. But I was more getting to the point that the Grizzlies have an elite combo of shooters now. And the Grizzlies, you know, arguably having the best duo of defenders in the league, it provides so many different options that Taylor Jenkins and his staff can use when it comes to lineups, when it comes to, you know, wanting to do different things defensively and offensively. It provides so many looks that the Grizzlies can put out there in lineups against the opposition that it will make the opposition have a hard time finding balance on both ends of the court. So in terms of the individual value that Marcus Smart has, but also what his addition does in making this Grizzlies roster more consistent, even better defensively, and even more versatile in terms of the different schemes and lineups they can present, that starts to make it more clear as to why, even though Marcus Smart is not that ideal 3-4 combo forward, that the 3-and-D combo forward the Grizzlies were looking to add this offseason, he clearly was a move that this team needed to make in order to be able to improve as time goes on. Because the other big part of the value that comes with Marcus Smart, and you can see this from the reaction from Boston Celtics fans and talking with many Celtics fans over the past few years. We talk about Tatum, we talk about Jaylen Brown. Those truly are the best two players, obviously, on the Celtics roster. But there also is a factor when it comes to championship cultures, when it comes to those teams that consistently are in contention. They need that guy who has all the intangibles. They need that guy who can add value outside the box score. They need that guy that can consistently make the momentum-changing plays to help them win games. And that is the type of player Marcus Smart is. That's the value that he had outside of his statistical production in Boston, and that's the type of intangibles that this Grizzlies roster needs now more than ever. They need a player who has a ton of experience in knowing how to win and winning through times that aren't the most ideal. If you look back over the past few seasons, it's no secret Boston has dealt with their own difficulties, and Marcus Smart has been there every step of the way to keep the focus on winning and improving on the court, and that's what he could do for this Grizzlies roster now. Now, I talked about the fact that the perfect outcome for this offseason was the Grizzlies having better balance when it comes to reliable veteran presences on the roster to go along with a young nucleus of combo forwards that you're hoping continues to improve. The Grizzlies now have that balance with the addition of Marcus Smart to this roster. So in terms of what he can offer individually, in terms of his actual skill set, in terms of the versatility that he now offers this team on both ends of the court with his addition, and what he does, you know, with intangibles. You know, I know that that may be cliched, but Marcus Smart is truly one of the players in this league that can make a game shift to benefit the team that he's on by making plays that you would have a very hard time finding statistically relevant in the box score, but that make all the difference in the world in the actual playing of the game. That's the value that Marcus Smart adds. And of course, long-term view also comes into play. Because the big thing about this move for Memphis, and the reason why they probably were okay with giving up that Golden State pick, is because you've got Marcus Smart entering the second year of a four-year contract. He is under contract for the next 3 years at $55 million per year. That means that for at least 2 years, the Grizzlies are going to have Ja Morant, Desmond Bain, Luke Kennard, Marcus Smart, Steven Adams, and Jaren Jackson Jr. as the main go-to guys for this roster. And the hope is that players like Santi Aldama, Brandon Clark hopefully coming back from injury, and at least one of the Zaire Williams, Jake LaRavia, David Roddy trio has a Santi-like leap. If you have that type of occurrences occur for this roster in time, that is really going to be a very, very tough team for anybody to contend with when it comes to the postseason. And that brings me to my final point. The Grizzlies' focus this offseason was making decisions based off what would help them win in the playoffs. And that's exactly what they did in bringing in Marcus Smart. You not only have a guy who obviously has plenty of playoff experience with how many playoff games he's played with Boston over the years, but you also have a guy who knows how to make a difference defensively in the playoffs. Look at this past year's playoffs. At the end of the day, the team that had the best offensive consistency and that had the most impactful offensive player in the league, they won the title. But when you look at the final four teams that were in the conference finals, the thing that stood out about Boston and especially Miami and LA was their defense. The reason why Miami and the Los Angeles Lakers were able to make it all the way to the conference finals and the Heat the finals, despite being the eighth seed in the Heat's case and the seventh seed in the Lakers' case, is because of how good they were defensively. Yes, both teams featured future Hall of Famers, but they were clearly the two best defenses in the playoffs, especially the Heat in fourth quarter adjustments. That same reasoning was a big catalyst for Boston making the finals just 2 years ago, during the 21-22 season. Adding Marcus Smart to this Grizzlies roster arguably puts the Grizzlies in place to have the best defense of any team in the West over the next few postseasons. And if the Grizzlies can experience a similar type of run in one of the next few postseasons that the Lakers or the Heat did this past season, then you never know what could happen. But the whole point is that the Grizzlies had to figure out some way to at least give them that chance, to figure out some way to improve their odds of making the conference finals and potentially beyond. Marcus Smart is an ideal addition for multiple reasons and helping this team be able to do that. And that's perhaps is the biggest reason why I am excited about the addition of Marcus Smart. Again, love the move. Definitely can see in so many different ways how this is a great move for Memphis. Still, do think it was a bit of an overpay, but when you consider the fact that what the Grizzlies were hoping to get going into this offseason just likely was not there as an option, again, applaud them for making the pivot to what made sense. They made a value play in Marcus Smart, and in the end, they got that backup point guard. They got that combo guard that can offer playmaking to play alongside Ja, Bane, and Kennard. They got the veteran presence on this roster that can help get the focus on this roster to consistently be what it takes to win. And they got a player that can accept any role that he's asked to do. They got a high-level defender and a player that can truly add value in the playoffs in multiple ways because of the fact that he can consistently show up and make winning plays. So it may not have been in the form that you expected, but definitely do feel the Grizzlies are better moving forward with the addition of Marcus Smart than where they were without Marcus Smart. And the cool thing is that we're not done. The draft going on tomorrow night, yes, the Grizzlies do no longer have a first-round pick, but they do have picks 45 and 56. And never forget that in the 2020 draft, the Grizzlies just had the 40th pick, and they came out of that draft with Desmond Bane and Xavier Tillman. So perhaps Memphis will once again maneuver around the draft board to get a guy that they truly like tomorrow night. And the other thing is that with the addition of Marcus Smart, yes, we definitely have added a significant talent, but we still could see another move or two made as the Grizzlies try to put their final roster together. You have the MLE. You could potentially see what you could do on the Dylan sign-in trade to maybe make an exception to go into the season with the way to add a player. So the big thing to take away from all of this, despite what I presented about Marcus Smart and the value that he can add in helping this team win the playoffs, is that in the grand scheme of things, the Grizzlies have only traded away picks over the next 2 years. Once we get past this draft and we hit July, the Grizzlies still have all seven of their picks in place moving forward. And the cool thing is that with Marcus Smart's contract, in time, he may be used again in a trade for this Grizzlies team to make a move that truly will put them over the top as a contender. So even if you feel that in a vacuum this may have been a slight overpay, in the general scheme of things, it makes very little impact on what the Grizzlies can offer in terms of long-term assets. But in the short and long term, this team is much better because of the value that Marcus Smart can add, and I truly do think he is a needed addition that can give this team the best shot of getting to where they want to be in terms of their next step as a contender and getting to that conference finals level sooner rather than later. So obviously a very eventful night for the Memphis Grizzlies, and we'll have plenty more from GBB Live, Grizzly Bear Blues, and Bluff City Media as time goes on. We'll make sure in the coming days to break down how exactly Marcus Smart fits this Grizzlies offense, statistically, what makes him valuable for Memphis moving forward, and also plenty of draft reaction from the GBB Live podcast, the 901 Grizz podcast, the Next Gen podcast, Free Basketball, the Anthony Sane Show, so many different perspectives with Bluff City Media. Make sure you check them all out. Free where all podcasts can be found. Just make sure you hit that subscribe button, leave a 5-star review. Let us know that you enjoy the content we provide. Hope you have a great start to your morning, and definitely am excited to see what's next for Memphis. Draft day is officially here. Let's see what else Memphis can pull off when it comes to making this roster better moving forward. Until next time, Sean Coleman here with GBB Live. Have a great night and go Grizz.